on your Friday, and not only is the music going back to that amazing decade of the 80s, but we are right now too reminiscing about what you had on your favourite mixtape.
Yeah, it was one of those things. We all did it, didn't we? We all would record either off our own albums or off a friend's album. I can't even tell you the number of albums. My neighbours were big into music and used to buy albums all the time. So I would just borrow them.
Have you got the latest, or they would tape
them for me.
How good's that?
Yeah, yeah. So, but off the radio was always a favourite thing to do.
Yep.
What about you?
Okay, I'm going to play one that that still gets a run today, and I absolutely love this because I thought this was, living up to its name, one of the funkiest songs of all time. On a lot of my mixtapes was this one.
Funky Cole Medina.
Oh! Yeah.
Thank you, Tone Loke.
Tone Loke. One of the coolest songs of all time. But I'm also going to nominate a couple of novelty songs. Now, I can't even remember where I got them.
Okay.
But I reckon they were in Radio Countdown somewhere. And this is, you know, these are both early 80s songs, and I was a very, very early child back then. So these got played on later as novelty songs. One's by Toto, but not the Toto not the Toto. This is Toto Coelho.
Oh, so, yes.
I Ate Cannibals. Remember this?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Toto Coelho.
How that ended up on my mixtape, I have no idea, but I loved it back in the day. The other one is this Julie Brown's Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Everybody run. The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
A comedy song.
Yes.
From the early 80s. Used to get a lot of love on 90s radio just as a sort of flashback, and I grabbed it one day, just, recorded it when I was listening to a countdown and went, oh, I've got to have that. Bang! Record, missed the first 10 seconds of it, but that's okay.
Oh, well, you know.
And that was a few highlights from my mixtape.
Nice.
What about you?
Look, I had fairly eclectic music tastes and still do.
Yep.
Still, my favourite song of all time was on my one of my mixtapes, Toto.
The actual Toto.
The actual Toto, Africa.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you a story. I actually recorded this when I was in the United States. When I first started in radio, I went to the US to a radio conference that I paid for myself.
How good's that, though?
I went over to Texas and then to LA, right?
Yep.
And I was obsessed with radio, and I was obsessed with American radio at the time too, just because that was sort of whatever they were doing, then we were doing sort of thing. That's changed now. But yeah, so I was staying at a friend's place in LA, and I was recording music off the radio, and that song, Toto Africa, the announcer came over the end of the song as it was ending and said, T-O, Toto Africa. And I had that on my, because I was recording it, I had that on my tape for years. I had that announcer's voice. And when I used to hear the song not from my tape, I would expect it to come in at the end of the song because I'd heard it so many times.
Yep.
Also, a classic from the late 80s, early 90s, Salt and Pepper.
Oh, this one. Push it real
good. Oh, yeah. Do, 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 do. Can you imagine me in my little Datsun Stanza?
Oh, I can just hear the speakers crackling from now.
With the Alpine stereo system blaring.
Oh, that's a brilliant choice.
And
you've nominated one more, and it's just streets apart from the other two.
Go. Yeah. See what I mean? Like, I do have very eclectic music. That moves me, that Chariots of Fire
theme. Did you find yourself slowing down when putting that on? Because you can't go at full speed.
In slow-mo. Yep. But I love it. That's Vangelis, the Greek composer.
Yep.
Who had a couple of hits around that time. But, yeah, I just love that music.
It's beautiful.
It does something to me.
But it's just, like, it's in between Toto and Salt-N-Pepa.
I know. That's how I roll. Anyway, we'd love to know what's on your mixtape or was on your mixtape back in the day. 133353. Pick out a couple of the songs that just really, stick in your mind that you absolutely loved.
Today, we reminisce about the amazing music. We're reminiscing about the amazing music you used to record at home. On the tape deck, off the radio, or friends or family members' borrowed albums.
Yep.
Making your own mixtape. We found out what an eclectic mix you have. Toto's Africa, Vangelis' Chariots of Fire, and then Salt and Pepper's Push It.
Yep. You know, just depending on what mood you're in. And obviously going through all of those moods in a short space of time.
And a single tape. I think that is great. All right, we put it out there, the Facebook page, the text line, and, of course, the phones, 133353. Hang on, is that you, Tommy Phil?
Oh, morning, guys. I'm back in town again. I'm loving it. I love hearing you again. Oh. I hate being away. I miss you.
Oh, mate, we missed you too.
Oh, Tommy Phil, we've missed you.
Oh, man, I bet. Look, guys, the 80s is the best time of your life, I reckon. There's so many out there. Like that 99 Luft Balloons, it always comes up, you know?
Oh, I love it. Nina, 99 Luft Balloons.
Oh, no, and she was so hot, though, you know?
Oh, yeah, they were all hot, Phil.
Oh, mate, definitely. I am Madonna like a virgin, yeah, like, really.
Who is she kidding?
So. Hang on. So, were they big hits on your mixtape back in the day, Phil?
Yeah, look, I always try to get Nina on there. She was great. And, look, you know, anything like Jimmy Barnes, I just got a list of them. Even stuff from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean,
wow.
Come on, take me home, you know.
Yep, that's amazing.
Take me back home.
Love it.
Love you, guys. But anyway, look, it's great talking to you. I am flat out, so I'm going to have to keep moving.
All right, you keep telling. We'll talk soon.
All right, have a good day.
See you, bye. And just for you, Phil. And the German version had so much more energy than the English one.
Agreed. Yep. Love the German version. And we all know what 99 Luftballons means these days.
That's it. That's it. Hey, on our Facebook page, lots of people getting involved in this. Shout out to Libby. Which one? Because I said, you know, what was some of the big hits on your favourite mixtape?
Oh, yeah.
Had so many. Now they're on my favourite 80s playlist. Includes More Than a Feeling, Love Is, Who Wants to Live Forever.
Wow.
Heaven Is a Place on Earth, and this one from one of the Karate Kids movies. I am a man who would fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're dreaming of. Oh, wow.
Glory of love. Stop it.
Peter Cetera. How good's that? Shout out to good mate of the show, Craig Dickens from Corowa. Late night recording Rage off the TV through the stereo.
Nice. Nice work.
That's dedication.
Yeah, yeah.
Rage coughed up a lot of good stuff, though.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Kathy said, as long as You're the Voice was on it, I was happy. Still love it. Also, The Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, another awesome song. S Club 7. Hello, Andrew. Berlin. Wow. Take My Breath Away. Great song. Oh, Sabrina.
Jeez.
Big Pig, Kraftwerk. See, Andrew and I have got a lot in common. We've got very eclectic music taste.
I love that. And another Andrew has actually nominated an official mixtape, 1981 Over the Top, the best mixtape ever, and has actually included the cassette cover of 1981 Over the Top. Look at that.
That is awesome. What's on there? Let's have a look. Too Many Times, Mental as Anything. Louise by Jonah Louie.
Devo's Beautiful World. It's a beautiful world.
We live in. Oh, wow. So many good songs. Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
This is great.
Stevie Nicks with Tom Petty.
Yep.
Oh, brilliant.
Keep coming. Let us know through the Facebook page. You can text it as well, 0481 61 1057. And don't forget, coming up after 9 this morning, we are actually doing our awesome 80s Friday cassette compilations, which is like some of the best official mixtapes that they ever produced back in the 80s. From 9 o'clock, we're going to get into Hits of 89 Volume 2.
Oh, very nice. Actually, did you notice Gabrielle's got another mixtape, official one, Summer 87 on hers.
So. With Wawa Knee.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So good.
That's amazing. How good are mixtapes, seriously?
The best.
Oh, those days. You can't really do, like, unless you've got a CD burner, a mixed CD is, you know,
yeah,
not
I
so
did mix
prolific
CDs for a while.
Anymore?
But who does that now? I mean, now you just go to your wherever you get your music from and, you know.
Or, depending on your car system, you might have a mixed USB stick.
Maybe.